Welcome to your daily devotional, June 6th. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. The context of this verse is of men and women walking with God. In the truth of this rhetorical question, can two walk together unless they are agreed, is universal in scope and application. Since the ill-fated days of the building of the Tower of Babel, even until today, people have been trying to achieve a measure of unity apart from God. Under such circumstances, without God, this will result in competing agendas as each looks out for self and promotion of factious agendas. We see that playing out with the mob violence and groupthink associated with many of the riots in our cities. Although everyone calls for justice, there is no unanimity in what that means. The result is that nobody is happy, and the disenchantment continues, much to the pleasure of those unwitting agents of Satan who want to manipulate the minds and thoughts of other people who are easily led and promote unrest and growth of destructive movements in this great country. Although some invoke divine justice, the mob actions prove otherwise. In the Bible, justice is limited to, at most, equal justice under the law that exists in orderly society. That can be found in Exodus chapter 21, verses 23 through 25. And Jesus says that is the maximum penalty and rather enjoins peace and forbids retaliation. Luke chapter 6, in verse 29. But who determines the standards against which action should be measured? God determines the standard. And we are so blessed to have the entirety of His truth recorded in a book, the Holy Bible. If each of us were to agree with God, repenting and turning away from sin, we shall enjoy His fellowship. Do you want to walk together with God? Then read your Bible daily and agree that His standards are holy and just and pure, even if your sin nature is offended by what you read. Do you want to have peace and be a peacemaker? Agree with the divine standard and claim the promise, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." The purest form of unity that we will ever have in this life is that of a right relationship with God based upon His righteous standards, and a right relationship with men by living the standard out. For all who will walk with God today, Jesus Christ has made peace through the blood of His cross. Can two walk together unless they are agreed?